There are only 700 of the highly endangered species left in North America. Ducky, the female crane who died, lived at the International Crane Foundation's headquarters in Baraboo. She was set to be released into the wild at Horicon National Wildlife Refuge with 7 other whooping cranes this fall. Diana Boone is the Foundation's Director of Conservation Medicine. She says avian flu is a threat to conserving the world's small whooping crane population.
If we get a larger spread of infection within whooping cranes, it can certainly impact the recovery efforts pretty significantly.
The Foundation says other cranes may have been exposed but are showing no symptoms. Staff at the headquarters are monitoring their condition. Steph Conquest Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.